Israeli media reports that a recent Israeli military probe found out that 5 had been killed by Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. During the fighting, Israel distanced itself from the deaths of the 5 children who were playing in the vicinity of a local cemetery in the northern Gaza Strip refugee camp of Jabalia. Meanwhile, an Israeli military court remanded on Tuesday for 6 days the detention of Islamic Jihad senior member Bassam al-Sadi, who was arrested earlier this month in the West Bank city of Jenin. Another Islamic Jihad member from the West Bank city of Hebron, Khalil Awouda, who has been on a hunger strike for months and is said to have health complications, was not released despite Egyptian promises. In Gaza, the Islamic Jihad group says it has been in contact with Egyptian mediators for the release of its West Bank members. Tariq Selmi is a spokesperson for the Islamic Jihad group in Gaza.
We warn the Israeli occupation against any deterioration of health condition of prisoner Khalil Awouda, who needs to be released from prison. Of course, we have been in contact with our Egyptian brothers in order to realize what was agreed on.
One day after the Gaza fighting ceased, the Israeli army shot and killed in the West Bank city of Nablus 3 resistance operatives from the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the militant offshoot of the Fatah Party of Western-backed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Most recently, the Israeli army broke this week into the home of a Palestinian youth in the Israel-occupied East Jerusalem. According to family members, Israeli soldiers shot and killed the youth inside his home before they took his body to an unknown destination. The Palestinian Authority called for an international condemnation and a probe of what it described as a crime. Talal Oukal is a Gaza-based veteran political analyst.
I do not expect there will be an escalation in the Gaza Strip. However, Israeli military escalation over the West Bank and East Jerusalem is unabated, given Israel's expansionist settlement policy. Israeli actions over the West Bank can alone provoke the Palestinian people every time and then.
In occupied East Jerusalem, a 32-year-old local Palestinian man opened fire on a group of Israelis, wounding 7 of them. Earlier this month, Israeli army attacked the Gaza Strip and killed a number of Islamic Jihad senior operatives, along with 40 other residents, including women and children. The 52-hour Israeli military assault on Gaza also caused the injury of more than 300 residents, as well as light and severe damages to hundreds of housing units. 2 Israelis were reportedly injured after the Islamic Jihad group fired hundreds of local rockets onto nearby Israeli towns in retaliation. For Pacifica, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.